Daily Devotional Message from Mercyland Ministries, Friday the 17th of November 2023. Topic: Meditate on the Word. Today's scripture: Study this book of the law continually. Meditate on it day and night so you may be sure to obey all that is written in it. Only then will you succeed. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, NLT. New Living Translation. Message: To meditate on something simply means to think about it and let the meaning of it sink deep down into your heart. Meditation is a spiritual practice that's encouraged throughout the Bible. The key is to draw on God's wisdom found in the scriptures, which are filled with the blessings and benefits of meditating on its principles. For example, meditating on God's word will give you spiritual success. That's exactly what God told Joshua as Israel got ready to enter the promised land. God's definition of success in life is to know Him better. One way you can do that is to read and understand His word. Another benefit of meditating on God's word is that it will help you keep your heart right before Him. The Bible is like a mirror that accurately shows you where your heart really is. Prayer for today: God, You have said that Your word is living and active. Today I will spend time allowing this living word to search my heart, and make sure I am right before You. In Jesus' name. Amen. Prophetic declaration: The word of God is God. Wisdom to permit the word to have a place in your heart is released to you. Determination to make it a daily priority to meditate in the word, draw God's wisdom from the word, and use it to live victorious life, shall be yours in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Jesus said, "Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done." Revelation chapter 22 verse 12, NIV. Are you ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ? Please give your life to Jesus. For prayer and counseling, email, WhatsApp or call Bishop Bayo Yusuf, +44744008441. BishopYusuf@gmail.com. www.mercylandministries.co.uk. God bless you abundantly.